Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Before we get into the, you know, the main focus of today's show and talking to all the folks we plan to talk to today, I got to thank everyone for the outpouring of support we got after last week's show to celebrate the life of Single Scott. Once again, he was killed in a motorcycle accident a couple weeks ago, and he was part of the Scuba Radio family, and he's missed dearly. But we had a great show last week. It was really therapeutic, I think, at least for myself. I speak for myself in that regard. I think Bill will back me up on that.
I will.
And it was great reminiscing about all the great adventures we had. And you know, I don't know, busting his balls a little bit, too. I mean, it's, you know, that just kind of goes along with the whole Scuba Radio vibe, I guess, right?
I think that it did point something out to me.
Yeah, what's that?
Scuba Radio is a hell of a lot more fun not in the studio.
Maybe. That's true. We've had quite a few stories on the road that make things a little bit more colorful. And we shared some of those on the air last week.
Yes.
Some behind-the-scenes stories.
Yes.
And we got a lot of comments from people that enjoyed that. But they, you know, also just sent their condolences to the family. And you know, they know we were bothered by that quite a bit. And it means a lot. And I just want to thank everybody who sent an email and said something on Facebook or whatever. It didn't go unnoticed. And even though
it went ignored, but not unnoticed.
Well, no, I will say I don't say this enough, but we do get a lot of email here at scubaradio.com. I do see pretty much everything. And if I can, I will reply, but I will assure you.
And I'm willing to back this up because the big words, he sends the email to me and says,
right.
What does this mean?
Help me out, Bill. And, we don't have time to reply to every single email we get, but we do read them and we appreciate them.
Because the overwhelming schedule of 2 hours a week of radio is just too much.
It's overwhelming. Come on. we push ourselves way too hard here and we have to have a break. But that said, we do appreciate all the nice comments. It helped. It definitely helped, and we appreciate it dearly. Now, right after the show, you know, our little tribute kind of continued, and I did post a huge gallery, and it honestly just scratched the surface of the photos that we have of Scott on these Scuba Radio adventures.
Here's something I noticed about the pictures of Scott.
Yeah.
At scubaradio.com. Very few of them have just Scott in them.
Well, of course. He was part of a team.
There's a lot of women around when Scott's around. Or
so,
maybe vice versa.
Well, what do you... He was single Scott. What do you think?
You make a strong argument.
What do you think brought him into the Scuba Radio family? My ugly mug? I think not. But...
I thought it was our shared affection for baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, Bill and Scott never traveled together.
Actually, that's not true. We actually spent time, but we only did one liveaboard together.
Oh, that's right.
But Scott and I actually got together quite a few times about baseball.
That's true.
My stories about single Scott are he and I going to baseball games.
That's true. You did that, didn't you?
Yeah, a couple of times.
Yeah.
He's a big fan. Big fan of the Rays.
He had the old baseball thing and the diving thing in common. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. All right. But the pictures, yeah, he had a big grin on his face a lot. And it actually took quite some time to go through some of the Scuba Radio archives,
yes,
and kind of tag him out of there and create this little gallery that we posted up at scubaradio.com. But go check it out. If you had ever met Scott on the road with as part of our entourage, you know he was always very energetic and very friendly, and you see that common thread throughout that gallery. And so take a look. It definitely was
And marginally high-pitched.
Yes.
If you only heard Scott, you'd say, oh, where are the teenage girls?
Well, one of those was a Brazilian swimsuit model, and I'm talking about Kelly.
Oh, my God!
And she is on Scuba Radio right now. Kelly, how are you? Long time no chat.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
How are you, my friend? I'm doing well.
Yeah, good, good. Yeah, Kelly hasn't associated with us for some time, which is usually the typical MO. You know, these mermaids, these models kind of have a shelf life. But she still maintains contact with our
Greg,
crew.
You are so right.
Yeah, well, but she has to make some money, and you're on the road right now, right, Kelly? What are you doing?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a tour for Australian Gold, the sunscreen, something lotion.
Yeah.
For 3 months, and I'm covering all the east side of the U.S.
Okay, so
I'm starting Daytona, and I'm going all the way to Chicago.
All right, so starting in Daytona, and she's working her way up around the East Coast and then over towards Chicago.
She'll be going down the St. Lawrence Seaway, stopping at all the better marinas and Kmarts.
Maybe. I don't think so. I think these are more like beach events, like Jersey Shore. She's out there, and she's going out to the you go out to the Guidos and say, hey, grease me up with Australian Gold. Is that what's going on? Something like that, or what?
Yeah, if you have muscles, I'll go and put a lot of lotion on your body.
you put Australian Gold on them. It's not vice versa. You don't let them grease you up. Is that the case there, Kelly? Or it just depends on what they look like?
No. Depends how they look like, right?
Yeah, of course. If it was me or Bill, it'd be like, come on, lather me up now. I'm ready, boys.
Of course.
Yes. All right. Well,
we do like pool parties. We go to the beach events, concerts, baseball, field, all the big events that's going on. We cover. We always there. So it's pretty fun. It's easy. And I love it. Living my life.
Yeah. My buddy Bob, Swabby Bob, and I, we're having a cookout tonight at his pool. So you want to come?
Yeah.
Can
you drink some Australian Gold to put in your sexy body?
Oh, listen to you. Yeah,
you know what? We may have a shortage of sexy bodies, so bring as many as you can.
By the way, did I mention that Kelly's been going blind? No,
Come on, Greg. I'm talking about Bill, not you.
Oh, I know.
I'm not going
blind. Yes, I know. All right, so you're having a good time. You're working a lot, which is good.
Yeah. I'm working 4 days. No. 3 days a week and I have 4 off, so I'm so tired.
3 on, 4 off. It's kind of like a fireman's schedule, you know, because when she's on,
so
she's on 24/7.
Or like my clothing. On for three
what?
Days, off for four. It's like my clothes.
mine is off 7 days a week, so.
Yeah. Well, Kelly is
okay.
Brazilian swimsuit model. And
apparently now she's just an Australian Gold model.
Yeah. And,
look at me. I have bronze skin.
Well,
look at me.
Unfortunately, since you went on the road, Bill's been trying to hold
find
down.
Her. I'm trying to find her.
Oh, I thought you were trying to fill those shoes or those Brazilian bikinis.
And, oh yes.
Yeah, they're overflowing. Unfortunately, but Kelly, we got to deal with what we got to deal with, and do what we have to do. But have you
received 100 of Kelly's swimsuits at my house in an envelope?
Yes. have you been doing
an envelope? Yes.
Have you been?
They are very small, so you're right.
Yeah. God bless her. All right, so Kelly, you got to tell me though. Have you been doing any diving? Because a lot of these events are on the beach. Summertime, kind of a spring breakish kind of thing going on. What are you doing in that regard? Anything? Even snorkeling? Have you been doing anything?
Nothing in the water. I go to the beach, but I haven't dived because I'm so scared. You're not by my side to hold my hand,
yeah.
So I can't.
All right.
You know I need my diver master. You know I need the best diver master in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And
wait.
You're not here, so I don't go.
Okay, well, you know
what? I haven't dived, but I can't wait to go back.
All right, well, Shannon lost the bug to go diving. When you get back off the road, we'll see if we can't get you back in the water. And then you can use me as your human shield, which is what she tends to do when we dive together. But that's fine.
That's when it has a shark around, right?
yeah, exactly. All right, so and you're giving away some kind of Jeep as part of this thing you're doing with Australian Gold, too. So, right, they can find this out on Facebook.
Yeah, we're giving away a 2012 Jeep Wrangler.
A Jeep Wrangler?
Black one. Yes.
Nice. All right. Well, we'll get a link to it at Scuba Radio or through our Facebook, Kelly the Brazilian Swimsuit Model. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
We got all kinds of sharks in Australia, trendsetters. We got sharks from the hospital, grainers. We got carpenter sharks, hammerheads, sharks that work for the council, shovel nose. We got sharks that rip you off your drugs. No, they're fish, stonefish. We got fish that fill you up, gropers. We got them all. We got putting in your vagina fish, box jellyfish.
You know, I almost forgot about that little adventure with Kelly. It's been a while since we went diving, but when we're in the in Andros, she literally used me as a human shield when we saw her first shark underwater. And I was excited. I'm like, hey, it's a Caribbean reef shark. This is awesome. She's only been diving a few times. She immediately grabs my shoulder, sneaks behind me.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
And, well, it was not that bad, actually. But, but it was kind of funny. I was like, no, take a look. And she's like, you're trying to drown me. You know, it was pretty fun. Good times.
That having been said.
Yeah.
She did give us some website information for the Jeep Stakes Tour.
Okay.
2012. That's what she's on. Mm-hmm. You can go to AustralianGold.com or type this into your search engine. Official Australian Gold Girls 2012 Jeep Stakes Tour.
Okay.
And you can find them on Facebook. You can friend them on Facebook. You can find them, of course, at AustralianGold.com. And Australian is spelled like Australia, but with an N at the end. For
okay.
Ninny. All right. In case you needed me to spell it for you.
Nah. Well,
didn't
you can
so.
Find it. But
yes.
Just search, find it, and who knows? You, if you win that Jeep, just give it to us.
You got it.
We told you about it.
Yes.
All right. So we got a lot of stuff to cover today. Pete from Scuba Board is on the line. Pete, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. So, you know, we got a few things to cover. I know on Scuba Board you've been getting ready for a big trip that you're planning to Cozumel. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're invading Cozumel.
Cozumel starts next week.
I didn't know there was a war with Mexico, but is this like a preemptive strike that you've orchestrated or what?
It's something like that. We waltz into the Cozumel hotel system and all their boats and just take it over for the week.
Permission to speak freely.
All right, no one's going to give you permission.
Permission to speak freely, sir. This is a Charlie Foxtrot operation. My guys have snowshoes. They've got parkas. They are not ready for this invasion.
I don't think we gave you permission.
Yes. Okay, that's a way to handle him. Good man, Pete.
I don't recall going on. Now, this is a yearly invasion we do. Me and 90 of my closest friends are heading out to Cozumel.
Okay, all right, cool. And you're just going to do some diving for a few days and... And that kind of thing? Or are there going to be some, like, after-hour parties or what? What are you guys doing?
Or they may take control of that portion of Mexico.
We actually have a party every night.
Yeah.
You know, of course, we have a bigger party towards the end of there. But it's for a whole week, not just a few days.
Yeah.
And we actually take over these boats that can take up to 30 people, and we put 16 people on them. And so we scale everything back down a little bit for us, so we have lots of room to not bump into everybody else and just have a great time. You
and
know,
that gives you more
very
room.
Very relaxed.
That gives you more room for the ammunition and the cannons.
Yes, evidently.
There you go.
Interesting.
And that's how we take out the lionfish with cannons underwater.
Okay. So you might be doing a little bit of that if you're lucky, I guess.
So we're going to be doing some reef counts. We're going to be doing a lot of contests during the week. There's always stuff being given away. It's just a fun week. It's a party week.
Okay, fair enough. But,
with some diving thrown in.
With a little diving is icing on the cake. Good
exactly.
Diving. Yeah, in Cozumel. All right, so you got that. We'll get a report when you get back. Now, you are down in the Keys, down there towards the Key Largo area. I know it's been a little rough on the weather lately. We got a little tropical depression in the Gulf. Or
tropical depression?
Well, it's, you know, it's because of this invasion.
It's a cyclonic event,
yeah.
As they're calling it down here.
Right, and they're slightly depressed because of it. But, but yeah, so you're down there, you're dealing with that, but this is interesting timing because this actually could be a nice little setup for mini season here in Florida, you think? The timing is pretty good for this depression to kind of stir up the lobsters just in time for mini season. What do you think?
You know, I think you're right. They're really showing their colors out of late. I don't think they realize their calendars that they're getting that close because they're dealing with this depression stuff. So you might be able to take them by surprise. And here's a good hint. If you plan on coming down to the Keys or any of the boats that are going on the east side of Florida, make your plans now. Get those reservations in, because if you don't, you may be disappointed the night before.
Yeah, and it's, let's see, the last Wednesday and Thursday of July. Am I right? I'm thinking.
You are right.
Yes. So you want to call up, especially if you're going down to the Keys now, or anywhere in South Florida for that matter, get your hotel accommodation set up and get it set up, especially down in the Keys, because it is a madhouse over those couple days, and if you don't have a hotel room or something, you could find yourself out of luck
or
sleeping in
Make
your
sure
truck.
Make sure you have those boats scheduled, too. If you don't have the boats set up, then you may be watching them as they're bringing in the lobster.
Greggy, you are the best lobster slayer in the world.
Yeah, well, thank you, Kelly. It's been a while. You know, I didn't really capitalize on the lobster last year, so I got to kind of make up for that. This time around, I'm going to give it a shot.
So, are you coming down?
Well, I'm trying to work it out in my schedule. It actually, I have a family reunion the week before mini season, so I'm going to be getting back I believe I'll be back just a couple days before mini-season. I got to go back and check the calendar and make sure that's right. But if that's the case, I am planning to come down there and, you know, limit out each day, as I always do.
Tell the wife and the kids you've got a fact-finding trip to make down in the Keys.
Well, it is. It's fact-finding. I'm going to make a prediction that I will limit out this year, because if I don't catch them while I'm diving, I will stop off at the grocery store on the way back to the house.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
And then I will, I got my six. I got my 12, whatever it is, where you're at. It's six in Monroe County in the Florida Keys, I believe, for mini season.
That's correct. We never increase down here.
Yeah, but in South Florida, like Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, I think it's 12, and Palm Beach. Am I right? I think that's right. Everywhere but Monroe, right? So on the mini season,
you get to double the limit.
Yeah, you can actually double up and do 12 a day, and do pretty well if you find those little boogers. I mean, that's a trick. Yeah. But you know, I've had the luxury of seeing a lobster walk once. And it was after a little storm, after a tropical depression that stirred them up off the coast of Fort Lauderdale. And I went down there and I was just shocked what I saw. It was unbelievable, a sight I'll never forget. And who knows, maybe this little depression out in the Gulf is timing out right for mini season. Time will tell. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba. Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving. All right, so we have our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise planned for October 6th through the 13th in the Turks and Caicos. Now, we were talking about some of the adventures that we had last week on the show on this boat, on the Caribbean Explorer, or on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard, which is one of the biggest and nicest liveaboards in the entire Caribbean, by the way. And we are giving away a spot. So here are the details. If you haven't caught this already, this is kind of like a Facebook-type promotion that we're offering right now. All the details are right there on the front page at scubaradio.com. But if you go there, you will find links to enter for a free spot on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Liveaboard to join us in October by being a fan of the Scuba Radio page, the Divers Alert Network page, and the Explorer Ventures page. So you have three chances. If you like each Facebook fan page for those three companies, Scuba Radio, Explorer Ventures, and Dan, you'll get three shots at winning, or you know, you'll increase your odds by three. No, I don't know. You'll increase it three times.
Yes.
You know. Yeah, three
you
times.
You have three opportunities to get chosen instead
right.
of just one.
Yeah, and it's real simple. You just go there on Facebook, and like I said, all the links are right there from the scubaradio.com page. Make sure you enter that so you have a shot to win. We will announce the winner shortly after July 31st when the entries end, and that's when it ends. So you got about a month or so to get your entry in that. And regardless of whether you win as part of that promotion, we do have a few spots available for purchase. Now, we're going to have the Scuba Cowboy on board. We're having a couple of the mermaids on board. Of course, we'll be doing the show on the deck of the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 liveaboard that week. And if that weren't enough, Dan and Betty Orr from Divers Alert Network are going to be on board with us as well, doing some seminars in the evening and diving with us throughout the week. It's going to be an awesome time, October 6th through the 13th. In the Turks and Caicos, Scuba Radio, Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures. Coming up next, a event in August with Divers Alert Network. You'll hear all about it.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Well, Dan is my buddy. Beside me to lend a helping hand, my buddy Dan.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, and you know, we kind of have the Superman from Dan on Scuba Radio right now. He is the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network, Dr. Nick Bird. How are you, my friend?
Greg, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks so much for having me.
You got it, my friend. Now, you know, typically we do a Dan Good Diving safety tip, but we got a special event that we got to talk about coming up in August, the third annual conference and expo, August 3rd through the 5th, down in West Palm Beach, I believe, right? Is that where
That's correct.
Yeah, West Palm Beach at the Ritz-Carlton, so it's a very nice facility. Well, first of all, let's talk about what this thing is. Give us your synopsis of what this event is and why people should be interested and want to attend it.
Well, this is a unique opportunity for the diving community as well as the medical community to engage in a full spectrum of what hyperbaric medicine is all about. So there are going to be, from the Dan side of things, a lot of emphasis on diving medicine, and we're going to be bringing in experts from around the country to talk about this. And there are also going to be experts coming in to talk about hyperbaric medicine and wound care, the full spectrum of what people do in with chambers.
Now, before I forget, you can go to WDHmed.com for more information about this event in August. But it really is an event not only designed for medical professionals like yourself that are studying the effects of diving from a medical perspective and how they affect the recreational community, but it is for recreational divers like us that maybe have a desire to get a little bit more deeper into the causes of decompression sickness from a medical standpoint. Is that right?
I think that's very well stated. My goal with this, from a Dan's perspective, was to try to make a lot of what happens at the physician level at these conferences a lot more approachable. So I'm really hoping that some of the community diving world, and to include the public safety diving world, as well as community instructors and dive masters, as well as other divers who are interested, who want to meet people who are in this field, they want to meet local experts, get a chance to really kind of see what that field is all about. And to kick things off, there's the night before the conference starts proper, we have a diving medicine or decompression sickness workshop, which is really going to be a talk, or a fairly brief talk, followed by question and answer sessions, really looking at decompression sickness from beginning to end, and really designed to try to help elevate the community's understanding of what this is all about.
Yeah, well, that sounds like that's great information for any diver. I mean, you go there and just learn a little bit more about what goes into causing decompression sickness, something we all want to avoid. And we kind of all learn the basics of it in our dive training, but you guys kind of get into the more nuts and bolts of it, and having more knowledge about it hopefully will make you safer in the long run, I would think, right?
That's our goal. Knowledge is power.
Expanding your horizons, connecting with this community is a lot less intimidating than even I thought. I mean, I got a little taste of this at the Rebreather Forum a few weeks ago, and I kind of went in there blind thinking, like, okay, we're going to have all these high-tech medical professionals around. They're going to make me feel pretty dumb. Dumber than usual. Maybe that's more. But that wasn't the case at all. They were very interested in our thoughts and definitely brought this technology or this knowledge down to a level for everyone to understand and like you said, make everyone a little safer. Now, what about your role in this personally? What are you doing at this conference here, Nick?
So I will be one of the speakers, both at the workshop as well as throughout the conference. I've got about, I don't know, four or five talking slots, and also just sort of the overall course director for the diving medicine portion of it, and just helping to make sure things move smoothly.
Like the master of ceremonies, the Superman of the I mean, are you going to be striking your Superman pose there, or
I
your
think so.
Superhero
I, you know,
pose?
We were thinking about the cape or the outfit.
Yes, I like
it. I haven't quite got matching boots yet, but, you know, we're working on all of that.
Just go barefoot. You know, why not? It'd be more of a diver-friendly kind of thing anyway.
Walk around with a pair of fins on.
There you go. Now you're talking. See, you got it. Nick obviously has a great sense of humor, too, on top of the wealth of knowledge he can provide from a medical standpoint when it comes to divers. It really is an interesting event, and it is definitely outside the norm. I mean, this isn't a dive consumer show or anything we've seen before. It's pretty unique in bringing these communities together, right?
It is. This is our first time doing an event like this, and my real goal after going through a lot of diving consumer shows and a lot of medical conferences, I recognize there's a place in the middle there where I would really love these communities to try to meet each other and just create better bridges. So you're completely correct. This is not just a consumer show or just a medical show. It's a little bit of a combo, and I really want to have the best of all of these worlds come together.
There you go. Now, just a couple of the elements that they're going to cover, obviously decompression sickness, the workshop Thursday evening that we talked about, advances in hyperbaric medicine and wound care. For those people who don't know, these hyperbaric chambers are ideal for facilitating the speedy recovery from wounds, which I don't really even know what the physics are involved in that, but they work, and they use them in the medical field like that, right?
That's very correct. So part of our goal, too, especially for people who aren't familiar with hyperbaric medicine, is to have them recognize that the diving doc that you see spends most of their time treating these other things.
Right.
Fortunately, divers aren't getting injured all that frequently, so it's just nice to see a lot of what these people are looking at on a daily basis.
Yeah, it is, and it's actually a very small percentage of hyperbaric use is dedicated to diving. So it's kind of good to have that element or background, knowledge. And this event will help facilitate that. Also, when it comes back to real diving stuff, hearing loss when it comes to, I don't know, is that a diving thing too? The sensorial hearing loss thing. I don't even know how to say this stuff, but it sounds.
No, it's a big word salad. Idiopathic sensory neuro hearing loss.
Yes.
Yeah, it is one of the newest approved indications for hyperbaric medicine, and not really associated with diving per se, but it is something that can happen. We don't know why it's caused, hence the word idiopathic, which in the medical world means the doctor is an idiot and the patient's no wiser.
I like it.
It just happens, and hyperbaric seems to have an impact on these very interesting and unfortunate cases.
Okay. Well, then also we have medical fitness and diving issues facing the working diver, which is obviously more diver-related, and how that, workload and that kind of thing affects issues when it comes to DCS and that type of stuff. So it's great information. I have no doubt it'll be a real eye-opener for any recreational diver that attends this event. Once again, if you go to WDHMED.com, you can get information, ticket prices, there's day passes, there's entire weekend passes for the whole event, the third annual conference and expo, August 3rd through the 5th at the Ritz-Carlton in Palm Beach, Florida. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
You're going to have about a minute and a half.
I'm looking forward to it as much as well. Just in case people are wondering, the WDH is Wound Care, Diving, and Hyperbaric Medicine, if that helps you remember it.
Sure.
And one of the other groups that we're really trying to reach out to are the public safety diving communities. These are really some of the unsung heroes who are divers, who are out there doing some of the hardest jobs in diving that exist. They're recovering bodies, and they're working in really challenging situations. So we really want to reach out as an organization to them and try to provide them with as much education and support as we can.
They're doing all the stuff we don't have the guts to do ourselves. So we got to give them their props, right?
Absolutely. They deserve some props.
Yes. Well, Dr. Nick, looking forward to it. Once again, WDHMED.com. Go there, register for it for August 3rd through the 5th. And we'll look forward to seeing you there, my friend.
I look forward to it as well.
In your fins and diver superhero outfit.
Exactly.
Up and down. What's your motto there, Dr. Nick? Come on.
Hey, thanks very much, Greg, and I hope your listeners enjoy the program if they're able to come, and we look forward to meeting them.
There you go. And you know, Bill, Dr. Nick does this pose. Is that how it
yes.
is?
Yeah, that's Johnny Bravo.
That's Johnny Bravo's pose?
That's Johnny Bravo's pose.
No, that's Dr. Nick's pose, because that's what he does.
Yeah, I know, but it's Johnny Bravo.
Okay, if you say so.
It's a cartoon character.
All right. So,
big muscles.
Are you a scuba snob?
Of course I'm a scuba snob.
Aren't we all scuba snobs when it comes right down to it?
If you go to scubasnobs.com, you may even see my picture.
Really?
Yeah, I my hand model.
Really? That's your hand?
That's my hand holding the mug. Yes.
Interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, Dennis from Scuba Snobs has just released the Guide to Being a Scuba Snob Part 2, or Book Number 2.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Because he had mentioned that was coming up, and I thought you'd probably take more than an afternoon.
It is out now.
Okay, good.
And we're going to get a couple of the tips on how to be a scuba snob. And as bad as that sounds, this is actually a good thing. It's an exclusive group of folks that wants to dive and enjoy it on their terms and screw everyone else.
May be a little much.
I might have it
a little
wrong.
Strong.
We'll find out.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Well, Dan is my buddy.
Can't give enough love to Dan today. We can't.
We wanted to do Dennis is my buddy, but we don't have that song.
Dennis, he's my buddy, my dive snob buddy.
Dennis. I don't know. That's why we don't have it, because it would be awful. But we do have him on the radio. Dennis from the Scuba Snobs, scubasnobs.com. How are you, Dennis?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Greg, and thanks for the song. It just made me feel special.
Okay, if you say so. I was prepared to apologize.
Special, like he thinks we wear a helmet around the studio. That kind of special.
Oh, we're going to Hawaii! There you go. Yay! There you go. All right, so I know you're on a promotional tour already to promote the Scuba Snobs book, version 2. Is that correct?
That's right. That's a little overstatement. We're just at a general recreational thing today, and we're putting stickers, as I said, on little kids when they're not looking. But we're real excited that book 2 is out. You can get it anywhere on the planet. And what we're real excited about is it's moving real well, real fast. It's only been out 2 weeks.
Excellent.
And let me just mention to your listeners that we got a special consideration from the publisher for the ebook this time. Book two is almost twice as long as the first book, but it's $2 cheaper in ebook form. It's only $5.99. And I think the paperback's $12.95. But anyway, it's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. We don't have the Nook version of the ebook yet, but that'll be out in a couple weeks. But it's the best place to get it quick is to get it on the net. And I've got some copies sent on their way to you and yours, so you can enjoy it real soon. But we're very excited that it's out. It's bigger and better and all new.
All right, now this is Scuba Snobs. You can go to scubasnobs.com. The question I have, you say the book is twice as big. Did you just use words that were twice as big? I mean, that's
actually
what snobs would do. They would just use a larger vocabulary word.
No, it's a bigger page.
No, we use... We use smaller words, same size pages, but we did use bigger print.
Yeah, the font's like 24.
But it still has, the content is still about 60% more than the previous one. A lot of people thought the first one was good, but and you can still buy the first one, by the way. If people haven't read it, they really need to read one before they read two. But this one's longer. People said, we're waiting for more, so we gave them a lot more. And it's all new material, and I think you guys will find it really funny, especially we have an entire chapter on the rules of drinking etiquette when you're on a dive trip.
So, okay.
Important question.
There you go.
Have you considered who's going to play me in the movie version?
Well, we have, and, Brad Pitt's not available, Bill.
That is probably understandable.
So I think we're going to end up with
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Senator John Kerry expressed an interest.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell offered her services, and that might be more appropriate.
That was a little bit different.
Yeah. Anyway, let's talk about some of the elements that are in this book. Not to give away what's actually in there too much, but we can tease them a little bit. You mentioned this drinking and diving etiquette. What kind of elements are we talking about as far as being a scuba snob and acting accordingly?
Well, we're talking about not pressuring friends to drink too much. My favorite story in there is about a dive trip I was on down to Acomal, Mexico, and we all, some of the group I was with, struck up a good friendship with a local dive master and took him out drinking one night, and the guy couldn't work for 3 days. We did take up a collection, to make up his lost pay, but things like knowing when to say when, unless it's the last day, things like that.
Unless it's
paying
your
share,
Yeah, okay, paying your share, that makes sense. But yeah, know when to say when, unless it's the last day of the dive trip.
There is no when.
Right. It's like it's an all-nighter, forget about it.
The last day of the dive trip, you just make sure you have enough money on you for bail.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go.
I pay the exit fee.
Couldn't have said it better.
Yeah. Just cut back one
shot. I'll mention... I wanted to mention that I think the most important chapter in this new book is a chapter on group travel and rules of etiquette when you're with a group. And, maybe we can talk about that in some detail here in the future, but... It's a funny chapter, but it's really instructive. And, I just want people to remember, we want these books to first and foremost entertain, but we do have some serious information in them, too.
Well, I do remember, having talked to you before, Dennis, I know one of your pieces of advice has to be don't travel with Dennis.
Well, we do admit that Dennis and Debbie are not really group travel people, and we have a quiz. I think we talked about it the end of last year about to determine whether or not you're a group travel person. And I admit, I do okay, but I do a lot better in a group of six or less.
All right, six or less, which is not really a group. It's more of a clan like a mini party. I don't know.
Greg doesn't go to the bathroom with fewer than six people, let alone a dive trip.
True. Well, like you said, some of these tips, they're meant to be funny, but they're meant to make a point, too. Going back to this drinking and diving thing on the last day of the dive trip, unfortunately, I've been there many times. And I've seen where sometimes people have went too far, where they abused the dive master a little bit too much when there was a dive next morning. And guess what? It didn't happen. Because they had a party too much and ended up cutting into their dive trip a little bit. So wait till the last day. And I don't know if this is in the book, but but maybe something to consider. Like if you are drinking on the last night, remember when you're in another country, there's those taxes, those departure fees you got to pay sometimes, and you might want to hold one shot back so you make sure you have enough money to leave the country. I speak from experience there, friends.
Well, and you know, related to that is the idea that, you know, if other people from your country are going to come where you are after you leave, and you don't want to be such a sloppy drunk that just because we're Americans, we get bad service because of you.
Well, good point. ScubaSnobs.com. Check out book number 2 and pick it up today. More coming up in hour 2, including Megan, who's our World Underwater Scholarship winner.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.